Hey everybody, welcome to the Crown Comics Podcast. Just want to talk about why I started Crown Comics and kind of what's going on. This is going to be a very casual conversation. It's going to be me trying to figure all the kinks out of how to work this software and everything else under the sun. So anyway, I'm going to hop right into it. I'm going to try to keep these podcasts for about 30 minutes. Basically, what I'm talking about with Ink and Ambition is how I'm building Crown Comics from the ground up and what it is that I'm doing to kind of get things ready to go. So let's start off with basically who I am and why am I doing this again. So my name is Brent Irwin. I was one of the founding partners of Ape Entertainment, which was a publishing company that ran for about 10 years. We had a tremendous amount of new content that we created that was all ours. We did a lot of licensed properties, everything from Strawberry Shortcake, Casper, Richie Rich. We did all the DreamWorks properties. We had a ton. We created Pocket God Comics, digital comics based on the app games, and we did a ton of just really fun comics and fun things based on app games and just fun stuff that we came up with ourselves in general. So anyway, I published for, a little over 10 years with Ape Entertainment, and then we eventually shut that business down. I went back into retailing, which is the first thing that I'd ever done. And I've been at retail since about 2013. But at the same time, I also had a lot of ideas and a lot of things that we had talked about doing at Ape that I never got to finish or never got to complete. And just really cool ideas that I've had since then as well that I want to put back into print. And I got the bug to basically create comics again. So what I decided to do is about a year or so back, I came up with the idea of starting a new publishing company. And that's kind of where I'm at. So why Crown Comics and why back into publishing? Like I said, ideas that I have that I want to see completed, stuff I want to see done again. So I'm going to give it a shot. I got a couple of notes here. So what's Crown Comics all about? So the basic fundamental belief behind Crown that I have this time around is it has to be fun. I have to have fun doing what I'm doing. And if I'm not having fun doing it, then it's just not worth my time to do it anymore. I still have I have three comic shops that I own with a business partner, and it's a lot of work of maintaining these three stores. And, being able to do a publishing company on top of that, again, if it's not fun, I do not have the time and bandwidth to get that done along with my personal life and everything else that we're doing there. So that's pretty much what Crown Comics is really about. So how is Crown Comics going to be different than before would be the next question that I've got, that I wrote down here. And the way that I'm going to try to make Crown different this time around, like I said, it's going to be fun, first of all. I'm taking a lot of cool ideas and stuff that I wanted to do, and I'm going to retool some of them, and I'm going to take some of the best ideas and just kind of figure out a way to get those going. And it's been almost 15 years, I guess, since I published. So we're going to take advantage of crowdfunding. We're going to take advantage of Patreon. And one of my big beliefs and one of the things that I've come to really kind of understand with what's going on these days with any type of media that you're doing, be it comics or music or anything, is essentially we use social media as a way to get the word out about everything that we're doing. But at the same time, there are so many blocks that are put in front of us in social media in dealing with the algorithms, meaning that I want to talk directly to the people that are interested in the product that I'm going to produce and the comics that I'm going to make. There's no guarantee that even though you follow me on Facebook or you follow the Crown Comics page on Facebook, that you're going to see every post that we make. And to me, that I really hate that nowadays about social media, that if I follow someone or something or a company, I want to see what they're doing. I want to see it pop up in my feed, and you don't anymore. So one of the best ways that we can make sure that everybody's seeing what we want to see is to have a direct link with those people. And that comes down to crowdfunding. It also comes down to finding those what are called the 1,000 true fans. And the way that works is there's a thesis that was put forward a few years ago, and you can look it up on the internet. It's called 1,000 True Fans. And it's what would happen if you were to find 1,000 people that were truly interested in what it was that you had to produce, and they actually purchased what you produced. If you could find 1,000 people willing to do that, you could actually sustain yourself and make a living doing what you love. I think that that weaves right into what I'm talking about in regards to the direct connection with people. So with Crown, I'm going to try to have a Patreon set up where it's a dollar or less that you can follow the company and basically see what we're planning and what we're doing. And I want to do a basically pull the curtain and let you see behind the scenes how the sausage is actually made, as an old term goes. So that way you can sit in on some of the meetings and conversations that we have. I've got some pretty cool ideas, things I want to do, some podcasts that'll help us, you know, follow what we're doing, books that we're working on. The first thing we're going to launch with are going to be some anthology titles that are coming up. So I'm pretty excited about those. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I really hope that I can get you guys to stick around. The other thing is each week, as I go through and try to do this podcast weekly, let's cross our fingers that that'll happen. What I'm going to do is kind of basically go through and say, okay, well, here's what I did this week. Here's what I worked on for Crown Comics this week, or what story that I did, or what happened. So that is kind of what I'm going to call that the building blocks. So each week you'll get building blocks where we kind of tell you what's going on. So I guess that I can jump into that now that I've kind of got those first few questions out of the way. So the first building blocks for this issue is just what I did this week. It's going to be probably about a year ago, honestly. We're going to jump back that far. But one of the first things I did was have to pick a name for my new company. When you're picking a name, you want to pick something that is recognizable, that's easy to see, pronounce, say. You want a good logo that's strong and bold, and that you can see from a distance, that you can look at it and it's got a good feeling to it. You want colors that evoke a feel and an emotion, and that kind of take you to a certain place. So with Crown, I went with a gold and a white, and I went with a purple, royal purple logo to kind of get that whole Crown thing behind us. So I picked Crown Comics. You also want to have a name that's going to usually put you in the front of the catalog when you're dealing with distributors. There's so many comics being produced these days that by the time retailers get to the back half of a catalog and they're going through it, by the time they get to the middle, the end of that back half of the catalog, they're exhausted and they're moving through stuff pretty quick. They're usually doing their orders the day before or the day they're due. So you want to be up front. You want to catch their attention as quickly as you can. And I think Crown, starting with the letter C, was a great idea. Crown, I also looked for names that allow marketability, things that allow me to market and promote, that are easy to come up with ideas for. And, you know, Crown, royalty, jesters, wizards, kings, queens, you know, customers being the royalty. There's all kinds of different things and different ways that we can go with stuff to kind of make this thing work. So that's kind of the idea of what kind of prompted me to go with Crown. Also, at the same time, when you're looking to pick a name for your company, it's very important that you go to a website hosting site and use their search engine on there to search for the .com domains. I think it's very important to try to get a .com domain that is as close to the name of what you want to get as you can. I tried to get Crown Comics with plural, but I could not. And that just goes to show you. But I love the name so much that I went with Crown Comic. So if you want to find us, we're crowncomic.com is the .com that we have. So I would recommend going and picking the name that you want to go with, that you think is marketable, that's strong, that evokes the feel and what you're looking for. Go and search that URL and make sure that it or something extremely close to it, minus a letter or a dash, is there. The easier you make it for people to find you with a search online, the more people you're going to have that will find you and basically will be able to subscribe. So I did the URL. I did the name, the URL. I worked on my mission statement for the company, which again was all about fun. It's all about producing the highest quality comics that I can produce. My track record at Ape, you know, with the 10 years of experience, or 15 plus years, I guess, at this point, that we had, we produced some beautiful books, absolutely beautifully stunning books. I'm extremely proud of everything that we did there, and all of the artists that we worked with, and the writers and creators that were all a part of that company and what we did there. So my intent is to do the same thing again. I think I have a pretty good eye when it comes to art. I know a good story when I read one. I've been reading comics since I was probably 10 years old. So I want to have quality product. That's one thing you're going to be able to look at Crown and go, hey, those guys are putting out some quality comics. We plan to do web comics, some digital comics. We plan to do print comics as well. We're actually going to launch first with an anthology called Saturday Morning Comics, which is basically creators that are going to be involved in it, who all have been handpicked by myself. It's if they were to create their own Saturday morning cartoon, what would it have been? We're all going to tell some 8 to 10 page stories in the anthology, using these new cartoon concepts that we're coming up with. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The next thing after the mission statement, and you know, after that would be a gathering of friends. So one thing I decided to do with Crown as well is I'm going out and I picked people that I want to work with, people that I enjoyed working with in the past, old partners, old writing partners, best friends, people who are doing stuff in the industry right now. And I am so excited to be working with all of these people again. And basically, you know, being able to go, hey, we're going to all sit back and we're going to make fun comics this time around. It's going to be a blast. And I'm very, very excited about that. So I hope that you guys are kind of on board with us. And if nothing else, I mean, watch what we're doing, see what's happening here, and let's make some fun comics, okay? So the last thing that I'm going to touch on right now is I have a new segment here also that I'm going to call crowd surfing. And basically, since a big part of what Crown is going to do is going to be crowdfunded comics, I want to take a little bit of time each episode. I want to highlight a couple of, from looking from everything from Kickstarter to Zoop to Backerit to everything out there, different crowdfunded campaigns for new comic and comic related product that I think sound very interesting to me. So with further ado, if you will hold on 1 second, we're going to switch modes here real fast. I'm going to share my screen with you here. So give me 1 second. All right, so there we go. So the first one I want to talk about is it's called August Purgatory Underground. This looks fantastic. What I'm going to do real fast, though, is I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to play the video real quick so you can watch this. Basically, the story of a guy who he makes a decision that he will regret for the rest of his entire life. And the art on this book looks fantastic. The story, again, sounds great. So I'm going to play the video real quick.
The answer is your two problems.
So there you go, guys. You can see what August Twilight's going to be about. Pretty awesome. There's some really cool, like, he's got some great images up here of everything from, you know, from the book that he's going to be doing. He's also got all of his different stretch goals and all of his different tiers that you can use to join here. If you get a chance, check this out. I think it looks amazing. This is just fantastic. The art looks awesome. You know, again, if you get a chance, check it out. You know, come back, watch the Kickstarter. What I'll try to do is in the show notes and stuff, I'll put a link to this particular Kickstarter that you can check it out. Now, granted, with full disclosure, let me just say, I don't back every single Kickstarter that I see. Unfortunately, I just can't afford it, and none of us can. But I think we can pick and choose the ones that we really do want to watch. And the other thing I think that we can also do too is if we can't back it ourselves, let's at least tell other people about it. Let's promote it on social media. Let's put it out there and let people know about the other good, you know, crowdfunding campaigns that are out there that need our help. So I want to promote August Purgatory Underground. I think this is going to be a great series. So let me hop over to another one. So this one is on Kickstarter. One of the other ones that I'm looking at right now is one that's on Zoop. Zoop is another crowdfunding web page, I guess, or a company that does a lot of the crowdfunding stuff. So anyway, this one is called Sanford Green, who is an amazing creator of industry. It's Sanford Green's 1000. And the story of this book is a lot of fun. Apparently there is a god who caused a lot of problems, and he gets basically smacked down and told, hey, until you straighten up and you figure out how to be the god you're supposed to be, you're going to be depowered and we're going to send you to Earth, and you have to perform 1,000 tasks, basically showing us that you figured it out. And once you've completed those 1,000, we'll let you back in. So let's watch Sanford's video real quick and see. So there you go, guys. That's Sanford's, like I said, his Kickstarter that he's got going. And just to kind of scroll through it right now, you see that he was looking for $5,000 in support. Right now, he has 267 backers. He has 9 days left, and he's raised $12,482. Again, if you can, offer some support, you know, just post it out there. Let people see what's going on. There's some of the different tiers that he has available for you to kind of jump into. And if you want to pick up a book, you can get a PDF for 15, you can do 24. A lot of cool things. You got a lot of add-ons that you can add on to it as well too. You can get a hardcover graphic novel edition. There's just a ton of stuff. Again, I think it looks like an awesome project. I think the concept is fantastic. It kind of feeds into like a lot of what's really hot, popular and hot at the moment. Sanford art, fantastic. This man is incredible. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of point out that I think this is a really great crowdfunding campaign that everybody should, if you can, jump behind. So again, you know, that this is kind of what I wanted to talk about. That was our crowdfunding So every week we'll go over building blocks, we'll go over crowdfunding. Like I said, I expect to be right around 30 minutes. I'm going to bring in some guests and stuff as well, people that I've worked with on different aspects of different companies and things that we've done before, just to kind of talk about, you know, kind of what their experience is. And they're also going to be people that will be involved in Crown Comics as well. So if you want to check us out, we are crowncomic.com, crowncomic.com. That is the website. It's actually up and running. We are also on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube. We are everywhere. So we're just now getting started. This should probably be one of the first things that I do put up, would be this video, so you guys can, or sorry, this podcast, so you guys can see what's going on. Ink and Ambition, the Building of Crown Comics podcast. This is episode number one. Please feel free, check us out, like us, follow what we're doing. We would certainly appreciate it. Thank you all very much, and I will see you again, hopefully next week. Take care.